Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two. Dr. Jerome Corse is coming up to join us. I'm going to get your calls early in this hour. Mike and John and Jeff and Michael and everybody else. Wayne in Minnesota called in with something that all the time, it's important you call. I miss stories that are important. 2 weeks ago, well, that's not accurate, about a week and a half ago, I saw an article that was incredible that we posted at the top of prisonplanet.com. The whole article was, nobody's supposed to have this backline here in my office. I don't know why they're calling that. Got distracted by that, sorry. And so I posted that, and in fact, during the one-minute break between hours, I was trying to find it, and I couldn't. It was an article written by, I think the site's whatdoesitmean.com, or what does it all mean, but they did great analysis. It was out of Europe. It's a Christian site. And every statement they made was a hyperlink. And they linked to the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, Senator John Warner, chairman of the Defense Committee, Armed Services Committee, 109-364. And last week I spent about an hour and a half late night scanning the bill, and it is martial law funding, it is martial law control, it is announcing that NORTHCOM's in control of the U.S. In the big article that was a top story on Prison Planet, I'm going to find that and have it reposted to the main page, because I meant to do a big show on this. I meant to tell Paul Watson and Steve Watson to write articles about it, or Ryan Slickhuysen or whoever's got the time. But this other site did it. They were spot on, because every statement they made was just a hyperlink, and three of them were to the Army Times. One of the articles said they'd use Mexican troops in the U.S. And again, I've gotten so conditioned to accept this. I've been covering it for so long. I saw it in the Associated Press 4 years ago when the agreement was first being set up. Now they've merged it and funded it. And it said they'd use Mexican troops for disasters and to fight American terrorists, also Canadian. That was in there. NORTHCOM also announced readiness in the U.S., Army Times. There was one other getting into it, getting into the Defense Authorization Act. And so, yeah, and then now a bunch of articles have been written by blogs and other pretty mainstream publications saying Bush now has martial law power. In fact, that was one of the headlines 2 days ago on Sunday. And so, yes, in between everything else we're doing, I did drop the ball. The caller called in and said that he dropped the ball. No, we dropped the ball. But again, under the last bill, H.R. 6166, Military Commissions Act, it's the same thing. I mean, it's really happening. Now, it's one thing for them to pass these laws and say the military is in control of the U.S. It's entirely another thing for them to try it. But you didn't see the police and military refusing to confiscate guns in New Orleans. Actually, some of the Louisiana police did refuse, but the cops they brought in, the military they brought in, said, we hate doing it, but we'll do it. And it's here. It's all happening in slow motion. It's like Red Dawn in slow motion. Wayne, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, okay. I had one other question. It's a little bit off track, but you recently had made a statement about Jesse Ventura. Was that something about him leaving and moving out of this country?
Yeah. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do, and that
just type in Alex Jones interviews Jesse Ventura. You can watch what he said directly from his mouth instead of me repeating it. But, yeah, no, he's left the country, and he didn't tell me this in the interview. He told it to, I think it was AP, that, quote, it's now a fascist state and he's left the country. But he told me he has left and the country's lost and it's all over. You know, I told him he was...
Did you want the web page where I found this thing on the Defense Authorization Act?
Sure, I have a stack of places that are reported on it, but I mean, give me this one.
Okay, this one's at smirkingchip.com/thread/
Yeah, that, but can't that
2411.
Yeah, that never works on air, given the whole address sound. You need to give the headline out, sir. That's how people find it. What's the headline?
Okay, the headline is Bush moves toward more martial law.
Yeah, that, I saw the story. Thank you, I have it. Yeah, Bush moves towards martial law. Thank you.
you cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mike, John, Jeff, Michael, many others, your calls are coming up. Be patient. We'll get to you. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us on air on this live Tuesday edition. It is Halloween, folks. Yeah, this is a story that came out for Information Liberation. It's on a bunch of other news sites, and I did last week check this out and did find it to be accurate in an original story by another publication. NORTHCOM did announce they will use Mexican troops in the U.S. That was in the Army Times. It's part of a North American deal, North American Union deal. I'm sure this will all be interesting to Jerome Corsi. In a stealth maneuver, President Bush has signed into law a provision which, according to Senator Patrick Leahy, will actually encourage the president to declare federal martial law. It does so by reversing the Insurrection Act, revising it as a set of laws that limits the president's ability to deploy troops within the United States. And I have Governor Ridge on videotape saying that years ago on Fox News they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. The Insurrection Act, U.S. Code Title 10, C331-335, has historically, along with the Posse Comitatus Act, U.S. Code 18, U.S.C. 1385, helped to enforce strict prohibitions on military involvement in domestic law enforcement. With one cloaked swipe of his pen, Bush is seeking to undo those prohibitions. Public Law 109-364, or the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, H.R. 5122, which was signed by the Commander-in-Chief on October 17, 2006, in a private Oval Office ceremony, allows the President to declare a public emergency and station troops anywhere in America to take control of state-based National Guard units without the consent of the governors or local authorities in order to suppress public disorder. You hear that? And I did go read this. And I don't know how last week I read this. I read this from the Army Times. Three articles. One said they'll use Canadian and Mexican troops as part of a North American defense pact to, quote, fight terrorists and for natural disasters and for suppress public disorder. That's in there. Another one saying that NORTHCOM's now in control of the U.S., and another one getting into the bill itself. President Bush seized this unprecedented power on the very same day that he signed the equally odious Military Commissions Act 2006. In a sense, the two laws complement one another. One allows for torture and detention abroad of U.S. citizens, I would add, while the other seeks to enforce acquiescence at home, preparing to order the military onto the streets of America. Remember, the term for putting an area under military law enforcement control is precise. The term is martial law. Section 1076 of the Massive Authorization Act, which grants the Pentagon another $500-plus billion for its ill-advised adventures, is entitled Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies. In fact, let's get Frank Morales, who I've had on before. He's an Episcopal pastor, got a degree in political science. Let's get him on to talk about this. He's done a good analysis. Section 333, Major Public Emergencies, interfaced with the state of federal law, states that the president may employ the armed forces, including the National Guard, in federal service to restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of a natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack, or incident, incident's pretty broad, isn't it, or other condition in any state or possession of the United States, the president determines that the domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities of the state or possession are incapable or refuse or fail in maintaining public order in order to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. And we've got a bunch of states talking about secession right now. New Hampshire's right to revolt, Article 10, it's happening. We've got the fact the former chief economist of the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner, said the globalists are engineering a world depression. They'll pull a military op during that. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open, 30 million plus illegals openly swearing to destroy this country. They even had LULAC on Lou Dobbs last week saying this is Mexico. It's a perfect plan. And they can give one order and those illegal aliens to the Ford Foundation will burn down every U.S. city. They're ready to do it. They're openly calling for it. And they'll use troops against the American people, guaranteed, just like New Orleans. Joining us is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, this is getting pretty scary.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be back with you. And yes, that bill does seem like it authorizes the president to call out the military whenever he wants to. I mean, I guess if any kind of crisis occurs in the United States, he can just call out the military and put them in the streets.
I've got the headline now for our story. Bush passes Rubicon.
Yeah.
Declares powers of Caesar.
Well, you know, you could make a good argument just reading that legislation. I just think the Bush administration's gone off the deep end and has decided the Constitution really doesn't mean anything at all. And they don't have to read it. It doesn't bind them. I'm continuing to be shocked what's going on in SPP.gov, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. You know, Alex, we've gotten the 1,000 pages that I had on the Freedom of Information Act request from SPP.gov, and we posted them now on MinutemanProject.com. And I don't think anybody can look at those and not understand that a shadow government has already been put in place. Our administrative agencies, you know, Department of Transportation, Department of Homeland Security, you name it, Department of Energy, they are meeting in, you know, rump agencies together with their counterparts in Mexico, and in Canada, all these agency people. So now there's, in effect, a North American Department of Transportation meeting in a shadow government structure, and it's rewriting the Department of Transportation's laws from the U.S. to be North American in nature.
And again, they're going to use the roads then as the taxing mechanism to fund the North American Union. Did you know I had Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, on Friday? We interviewed him for TV Sunday. And he agreed this is part of predatory globalism when they come in and pay off the politicians and literally are given the roads.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what's going on in Texas, I think, is a disgrace. This whole idea of this NAFTA superhighway, four football fields wide, and I've been writing about it for months, Alex, as you know, and been on your show about it for months. The money's going to go coming from Spain, Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, and it's going to, Spain, that's Juan Carlos, that's the ruling family of Spain that owns Cintra. And the tolls from this new road are going to go to Spain for at least 50 years. They may go for a lot longer. The road has been sold to Spain for all practical purposes, and eminent domain under the Supreme Court Kelo decision is going to allow Governor Perry, lots of good people are going to vote for him, he's going to turn around and issue them Kelo decision, eminent domain notices, and steal their homes, their businesses, their farms, and their ranches. It's absurd that it's happening, but it's reality, and it's a major issue down there in Texas in the gubernatorial election. And if Governor Perry wins, he's going to try to pull this off to have a globalist NAFTA superhighway cut four football fields wide through the heart of Texas.
They're building the NAFTA highway just east of Austin. They just yesterday announced they've been announcing for months, but they've tentatively opened the toll roads. They officially open tomorrow, and they're seizing existing roads, and then with straight faces getting up on TV saying these are not existing roads. I mean, they talk to us like we're complete morons.
Well, that's right. The hearings that were held in Texas this summer, I think, are a good indication of the government we can expect under the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. Now, there were hearings held all over Texas. People came to these hearings mad as could be, saying we don't want any Trans-Texas Corridor, and the Texas Department of Transportation proceeded not to listen to them, ignored them altogether. You were at some of these hearings.
Yes, Alex. They did. Yes, they did more than that, too. TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, told the legislature and the head of the Transportation Committee, you're not allowed to see our agreement with Cintra.
That's right. Didn't they finally publish it, or did they publish it all? I thought they were going to put some of it on the website.
They put a redacted
version out. And I remember you went and filmed some of those hearings. I've seen them on your website. And these people, you know, citizens in Texas who see the route, all you have to do is go to keeptexasmoving.com and search the TTC 35 tab at the top. You'll pull down, you'll find on it the exact route the road's coming through on. And people who had done that and saw that it was coming through their property were objecting, and TxDOT didn't even care. They looked at them like, you know, so what? It's tough luck. We're going to come and take your property as soon as Governor Perry's reelected.
Yeah, we're going into massive receivership, and talking to the Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist of World Bank, he said that what the big central banks did to the third world, they're now doing to the U.S. and England and Europe. We're going into receivership.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, Alex. I mean, you know, this whole plan, that highway, Trans-Texas Corridor, the only reason to build it the way they're building it is to open up these ports in Mexico, you know, Manzanilla and Lazaro Cardenas, so that these post-Panamax ships, the container ships that won't fit through the Panama Canal, they're building them to carry 12,500 containers. They can land at those Mexican ports and being taken by Mexican trucks, Mexican trains, no U.S. labor unions involved at all, up in through Laredo into the NAFTA Superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor.
And the first port of stop is
Kansas City.
Which
has voted $3 million to build a Mexican customs office.
That's right. Then the city takes our money. It's always our money.
Right.
That's the thing. Cintra is not even really paying for our entire infrastructure. And by the way, it's 82 major federal highways crisscrossing the country. This is happening nationwide.
That's exactly right. If you look across, there's going to be about five major north-south corridors. It's not just the Trans-Texas Corridor. They're going to have corridors up the Atlantic. They're going to take I-69. They're making it into a NAFTA superhighway. That's going to come up through Michigan into Canada. It's going to come through eight states. They're going to have another NAFTA superhighway on the both the east and the west side of the Rocky Mountains to go up the Pacific coast. That'll be another NAFTA highway. And all these containers with Chinese slave labor or near slave labor goods are going to undercut our manufacturing totally.
Now, this is global government. They're seizing our entire infrastructure now. In major polls, 97% of people are against it, and that 97% has no idea how bad it even is. And the government says that the legislature has no authority. We have no authority. Welcome to one world government. Jerome Corsi, I want to hear about these 1,000 pages of documents you've gotten. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 31st, 2006. Gold opened at $599.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $625.26. Again, that's $625.26 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the next segment, I will go to your calls immediately. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He's been fighting the open borders, fighting the New World Order for a while. And I was just talking to him during the break. I sent him some of my documentaries. We'll maybe get his take on those later. Let him walk the plank with us. But you have formed an organization with others to fight this. But let's get it first into the 1,000-plus pages of documents you've gotten that you guys have now uploaded to the Minuteman site. Tell us about it.
Right, Alex, if you go to MinutemanProject.com, there in the middle section you're going to see top stories, Minuteman Project exposes White House cover-up. And if you click the read more, it's going to take you to be able to look at the Stop SP www.ttp.com section of the site where we've got these pages printed. And you can go to all 1,000 pages. You can click them and read them. There's no charge. You can download them, print them for yourself. And there's some very important parts in this. We have now some meeting agendas. Of course, they didn't send us the memorandum of understanding and the agreements that are mentioned here. They kept the substantive documents away from us.
Imagine, it's on the news, our president's signing North American Union agreements, but we can't see them. And then 5 weeks ago, they have a secret meeting in Canada. We should talk about that, too.
We will.
Yeah, but.
And, you know, what you can do on this, though, if you look at it and see the meeting agendas and the list of the people who are on these committees, we have actually listed here the membership lists. Just scroll down, you'll see membership lists. And if you do the SPP Canadian and Mexican co-chairs and the attendance list, the U.S. lists, you're going to see the names and the phone numbers, the email addresses of the U.S. bureaucracy, the members like Department of Transportation, the people from there, the people from Homeland Security, Department of State, and their counterparts in the Mexican bureaucracy and the Canadian government that are listed as on these working groups. You can see which working group they're on. And these are the people who constitute the shadow government. When you look at their emails, we have hundreds of pages out here of their emails to one another. You'll see that a third of the people getting the emails from our government, U.S. bureaucracy, are Mexican government people, and another third are Canadian. So we don't anymore have a North American energy policy. We have a North American. The U.S. energy policy is gone. And these shadow committees that are, you know, the new energy department consisting of the three governments has formulated a North American energy
policy. Now, this is the crucible. This is the central heart of the matter, and I want to get your analysis of this statement. When you get a centralized government under Homeland Security, it's not just about, quote, fighting terror. It is about having that central control and a president that declares dictatorial powers. Now the bureaucracies can simply operate as the government, just like the Texas bureaucracy tells the legislature, you don't get to see our agreement with a foreign company. This is literally piracy. They're just declaring the power to do this.
Well, it's just like in the European Union. Right now there's 3,000 working groups that tell the European Parliament and all the nations what to do. And if you want to find out who's on the working groups, you can't, because they're private working groups that operate out of Luxembourg and out of Brussels, and they dictate all the laws and policy for the European Union.
And this is made for corruption. I mean, the backroom deals, the good old boys colluding together, and it isn't just going to be old corrupt Europe merging. Now we're merging with Mexico, who wrote the book on corruption.
That's right. And, you know, Alex, I'm looking at this Security and Prosperity Partnership Working Group Context list. It's on the MinutemanProject.com website. So you go to the Financial Services Working Group, and there's the Mexican officials who are on it. They're from the Mexican Finance Department. The Canadian, they're in Finance Canada. And the U.S., we've got Randy Quarles, who's the Assistant Secretary of Treasury for International Affairs in the U.S. Department of Treasury. There's his phone number and his email. Somebody ought to call him up. And we've got 12 pages of these. Here's the contacts for the Food and Agricultural Working Group. They draw from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They draw from Canada's Food Inspection Agency. And they draw from Mexico's Secretaría de Agricultura. And that means these officials who are named here, J.B. Penn, Under Secretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, U.S. Department of Agriculture, he heads the Working Group on Food and Agriculture, together with the Canadian and Mexican heads who are listed,
and I guarantee you,
forming
North American policy. I guarantee if you start studying those names, the conflicts of interest are going to be legion.
Well, you know, Alex, you mentioned this secret meeting. I called the people from the State Department who attended the meeting up in Banff, Canada. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, when we get back, let's talk about that. Talk about the new group you formed to take this on head on. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and JonesReport.com are the websites.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, no matter how horrible the news, no matter how painful, we will report the truth to you here. We will not shrink from controversy. For over a decade, I've been exposing the plan for the North American Union. We told you what happened through trade deals and infrastructure deals. You think giving the Arabs 21 ports is bad? It's only the beginning. We're going to have Mexican and Canadian customs in the U.S. running our main infrastructure. People from our country will be in their countries working under the control of the bureaucracies that openly are a revolving door between private global corporations and the bureaucracies, the agencies. They are seizing 8,000 miles of Texas roads. We told you it would cost $100 from the info we had 2 years ago to travel from Austin to Dallas under transponder taxes. It was in the paper 3 weeks ago. It'll be $280 plus. I forget the exact. It was $285, I think. I mean, it's always worse than what we say. You understand? It's the boldness of what's happening. Before we go back to Dr. Jerome Corsi and tell you how you can support his work, I hope you'll support what we're doing. Then we're going to go to your calls. My new film, Terror Storm, the most powerful film I've ever produced, is in stores nationwide today. Barnes and Nobles. They got end caps of them there. Borders Books, Virgin Atlantic, all the Virgin stores, Hastings, Waterloo, thousands of outlets, hundreds of stores of chains, and it's just amazing. Huge, huge distributorship. The stores have been happily stocking these. They really want the film. This afternoon here in Austin, I'll be at the Waterloo Music and Video, the corner of Lamar. and 6th Street downtown from 5 to 6:30, giving a speech, taking questions, and signing copies of Terror Storm. I hope you'll come out there. I hope to meet you. I hope to shake your hand. I hope you'll come get a copy of Terror Storm. But all over the country today, it's there. It's important to go out to get them off the shelves so that they restock so more people are brought face-to-face with the truth of government-sponsored terror. Just like Rob Allen & Co. and the Justice Department and the Ford Foundation fund the La Reconquistas in Mexico, the Muslim terrorists are funded and controlled by MI6 and by our own CIA. It goes back to the 50s. We document this in the film. We show how our own governments in some cases are staging terror attacks. You need to have Terror Storm. It's such an important film. It's 1995 at Infowars.com. But when you get America, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's new film about the IRS and the private Federal Reserve running this country, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95 at Infowars.com with America, Freedom to Fascism. So $29.95, two films. Or you can go to Amazon.com right now. It just went up on Amazon.com yesterday. I got a call. I was told it was up there. Just posted yesterday morning, and it was like 7,000-something. As of this morning, it was 300-something on the Amazon list. It's $11 on Amazon. Right now, and listen, do your Christmas shopping now, folks. We want to drive this up into the top 100, because when it goes up into the top 100, then tens of thousands of people a day are able to see it and start ordering it. This is how you cause a chain reaction. So, without really any promotion, already in the top 300, and every time I check, it's rising. So, please, even if you already have Terror Storm, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a direct link to Amazon.com to buy it. And, folks, when the distributor wanted to carry it, I said, I want to sell it for as cheap as possible. So I'm only making 40, 50 cents off each one. I could care less about the money. That's why I put Terror Storm for free up on Google Video day one, and over 6 million people have had a chance to see it with all the different uploads of it that are up there, even with Google Video deleting our views twice, admitting that they did it. That way it knocks it out of the top 100 where the general public will see it. Doesn't matter. They're not stopping. It's 6 million plus views. I stopped counting a week ago. Again, I'm doing this to save the country. I'm losing sleep. I'm freaking out. I love Texas. I love America. Okay, our borders are wide open. They're getting rid of the country right now. Please go to Amazon right now and buy as many copies as you can. Give them as gifts, and your Christmas shopping's done. You want to fight traffic. You want to do all this stuff coming up in the next month and a half. You can just have it and give it to people. I mean, you can't beat it at $11 a piece, okay? The distributor ends up making like $3. I end up making like 50 cents. I don't care. I just want you to have Terror Storm. Okay? Please get it. How important is it, Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, for people to buy your book on the Minutemen to support alternative news media?
Well, I think all of this, Alex, you know, your film, I've watched Terror Storm. It stretched my mind. It gave me new things to think about. I encourage people to get it. The book, Minutemen, Battle to Secure America's Borders, with Jim Gilchrist. You know, if you want to learn the truth about why we're not securing the borders, you'll see how the plan to create the North American Union, what Bush agreed to in Waco, Texas, on March 23, 2005, with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, that's the plan. And we disclose the plan in the book so people can understand that Bush will never secure the border because he's agreed to erase the border.
Folks have got to go to Amazon.com and buy that book. I've read it. It's excellent.
And, you know, I think, Alex, getting out the information here, I'm just about halfway through Aaron Russo's new film, This America, Freedom to Fascism. I'm glad you're combining your film and a deal with that. It's a great film as well. You know, how there is no law that compels people to pay income tax. How the 16th Amendment never had enough states to ratify it. It's not a legitimate constitutional amendment. This information people need to understand to see that the Federal Reserve System is a private bank. And this is all just a scheme that the government is perpetrating and has perpetrated since 1913.
Amen to that. Now I want to go to calls. Let's get in, but one more time, because literally I got your book sent to me a few days before I had you on a month ago, and I read a few chapters, then I had it by my nightstand and couldn't put it down, lost sleep reading it. I learned things I didn't know. To show my ignorance, I knew there were big gaps in the fence. I didn't know that every mile they put a giant thing where you just got to bend your head down, you know, these 4-foot tall openings. It's a joke.
That's right. Take a look at the back of the book. There's a picture of me and Jim Gilchrist standing in one of those gaps under the fence. You could bring an army division through that gap. It's a joke. There's no barrier, even in the fence that is built.
By the way, let's talk about that. It was even in the Washington Post that Bush's Finch just authorizes the building of one. Perry never really put police on the border. He's got a few sheriffs who he gave a little bit of money on the radio saying he's great. These are the guys getting rid of the border. They're not the people fixing it.
Well, that's right. The secure fence bill is also a fraud. I mean, if the Department of Homeland Security is going to build that fence, they'll never build it. Chertoff thinks a virtual fence is the way to go.
Perry said 6 months ago he's going to put cameras up, little
right.
web. He never put one up.
It's all a lie. They're all lying altogether. Bush has no intention of creating any fence or stopping any of this. The SPP.gov documents we have posted on MinutemanProject.com show this trusted traveler and trusted trader program that SPP.gov is going to implement in 2007.
That's the guest worker program, so even if they built a fence, there'll be nobody going across them but coyotes.
They'll just be able to sweep their, you know, biometric trusted traveler card through, like, a grocery store checkout machine at the border, and in they come, there'll be trusted travelers in North America. There won't be any more Mexican illegal immigrants. They'll all be trusted travelers in North America.
Folks, we're not joking. They're grabbing the roads. They're legalizing all the illegals. The Republicans are running on tough border, and I'm not saying you can vote for the Democrats because they're all openly saying get rid of the border.
They're both in cahoots in this. Democrats think the Mexicans coming across are going to be another, you know, underclass for them to champion, and the Republicans think this is their next 21st century slave labor.
Okay, I want to go to calls, but briefly, tell us about the new organization you formed.
Yes. Together with Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus and Phyllis Schlafly, who's Eagle Forum, I held a press conference with the two of them in Washington, D.C. last week, and we've got, if you go to conservativeusa.org, conservativeusa.org, you can see the press conference and the petition to sign. We're supporting House Resolution 487, which is a resolution to build no NAFTA superhighways and not to have a North American Union. It was introduced by four congressmen. Virgil Good of Virginia, Ron Paul of Texas, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, and Walter Jones of North Carolina. And we want to bring this resolution to the people's attention. It's the first time we've got a group of congressmen serious enough about the Security and Prosperity Partnership to actually file a resolution to block it.
We need to do this. Folks, it's totally unpopular. It's absolutely unconstitutional. It's criminal. This really is racketeering to have private corporations come in and lobby and then have the bureaucracies just set up a North American government and start superseding all of our laws. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Alex, I'm calling it a coup d'etat by the executive branch of the Bush administration. They're forming a North American Union in structure. The Security and Prosperity Partnership is going to become a North American community with the regulatory structure where all of our laws, the shadow bureaucracy is recast into North American form, and then the next step will be just a full-fledged North American Union and an Amero as a new currency, just like happened with the European Union and the Euro in Europe.
They're doing it. Are you going to let them do it? Let's take calls. Let's talk to John in California, then Jeff, Michael, Tom, and Paula. Go ahead. You're on the air, John. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Before I start, I've been a long listener. Before I start, I'd like to make a couple show recommendations, a show based about the Freemasons and that, and I also make another show recommendation about document S.3930, the document containing the Military Commissions Act, I believe.
No, that's H.R. 6166.
Oh, well, I don't know what document I'm looking at. It's anyway.
All right.
I was calling because I told myself something years ago before September 11th in a note that I didn't think nothing of. It's about Coke, and the whole scandal about the syringes and the Coke came through, and I thought that was what this is about. But this is actually about September 11th, and the situation.
See, I'm not following you. Crystallize it down. What are you saying?
Basically, what I'm saying is, before September 11th, a cousin of mine was standing in line behind this Taliban-looking guy, and he was short 19 cents, and she gave him 19 cents to pay for his bill, and he followed her to her car after she was done and asked her why she did that. She told him she didn't want to have him put back anything for 19 cents, and he told her, this happened way before September 11th, he told her, you helped me, I'm going to help you. Don't buy any Coke products after September 11th.
Okay, thanks for the call, sir. I'm a little confused. Thank you. Jeff in Vermont, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just want to say thank you for waking me up. I've been listening to you for about 3 years now. It's kind of off topic. I wanted to get a hold of you yesterday when you were talking about the police drills in Michigan, I believe.
Yes, where they go in a drill and put the guns to middle school students, screaming and yelling at them until they wet themselves, terrorizing them. This is all part of federal grants to train the children to be slaves.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm from a small town in Vermont, about population 8,000, my town is. And last week they did the same exact thing here. They went in, it was the town next to me, Montpelier, Vermont, 25 different police officers from different organizations, the sheriff's department, state troopers, two different town cops, all went in while all the students were in class, guns blazed, dressed like Darth Vader, came right in without announcing it to the students or the parents.
Yeah, and they aim guns at them, and they do it to elementary school students. I have video that's in Road to Tyranny of little children, elementary students, crying, totally terrified, and we're writing a headline, we're writing a story right now, armed men terrorize school, then we tell you it was police later, and it's just a drill, and they say we don't announce it to make it more realistic, and the feds are paying for this to train our children how to be basically prisoners, just like they've had Marine Corps and Army drills coast to coast that I've been covering for a decade. I've been to these events where they openly admit it's for domestic gun confiscation, and they're practicing taking over local cities and counties, and that Bush has now signed that in the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 to openly do this. Jerome Corsi, you want to comment?
Well, I think, you know, again, Alex, it's all part of the same disregard of laws that seems to be going on by the Bush administration, and they're encouraging it around the country.
Yeah, they're setting precedents.
Setting precedents. And, you know, the SPP.gov, it's why I think it's so critical people go to conservativeusa.org and sign this petition. We're going to, In the 110th Congress, we're going to work Eagle Forum. I'm going to train the Eagle Forum people, Phyllis Schlafly. We're going to knock on the doors of every congressman and senator, and they're not going to be able to say they didn't hear about it or they don't know about SPP.gov, because we're going to demand that they sit down and look at it.
Yeah, that's right. First, here in Texas, they said there's not going to be any toll roads as the open plan was public. Then they said, oh, it doesn't affect existing roads. And they said, well, it does, but it's good. It's the same thing in Congress. They keep denying that the North American Union deal was signed last March and then expanded last December by Bush.
That's right. And if there's nothing happening, like President Bush wants to maintain, and there's no plan to build a North American Union, then fine, let's have hearings on it. Let's show it all to the American people. Because this is exactly the way the leaders lied in Europe while they put together the European Union.
Exactly. They told them it was a trade deal, and now look at it.
Exactly. And they did it, Alex, through working groups. It's even the same phrase they're using to describe the shadow government.
Well, it came out 2 weeks ago that for 10 years they'd had the official Asian Union with working groups. Now they just announced it and signed the official deal 2 weeks ago.
That's right. And, you know, if you take a look at MinutemanProject.com, look at these documents. Look at these emails. Our U.S. bureaucrats from the various departments, transportation, commerce, you name it, they're sending out emails. They're sending these emails to their counterparts in the Mexican and in the Canadian government. Where do they get constitutional authorization to share our laws and our entire administrative branch with foreign nations?
Well, they're merging. They're merging and meshing with two decks of cards. Anything else, Jeff?
Just two real quick things. I've always thought, you know, after you woke me up, I was like, boy, am I glad I live up here in Vermont, because we're pretty independent folk up here, and it didn't seem like what was going on in the rest of the country was going on here, but that police drill happened last week, and then 2 days later, they announced in our press, our little town of 8,000 people, they want to put 8 cameras up in our downtown area.
Yeah, listen, the feds come into small towns and say, here's $1 million for cameras. Here's $200,000 to have 5 drills in the next year. And here's the handbook. The drill must be done exactly as so. They'll have a federal liaison there. They must put guns. Folks, I got video. They yell at the kids. They put guns to their heads. They terrorize and trauma. And it's all federal. It's all exactly the same everywhere.
It's conditioning.
It is. I appreciate your call. Yeah, Dr. Corsi, I mean, when you look at what's happening, this is an orchestrated plan, and it's all being done with federal funds.
Yes, and, you know, in come the goods from communist China. Now, they are made with slave labor or near slave labor, and the Bush administration doesn't seem to care. If we send all of our manufacturing, in another 20 years, we won't manufacture anything in the United States. We used to have international free trade agreements that had anti-dumping and anti-slavery clauses in them to prevent this kind of thing. But no, the capitalists, I guess there's not enough billions that could be made for the billionaires of Walmart. They want another billion on the slave labor.
Well, they're not
China.
Even free market. And as if China hasn't debased our economy enough, now we're going to finance super highways to bring their goods even in cheaper to destroy us.
And also let them be the Mexico drug highways. I think when the Mexican trucks start coming in, it'll be the Mexico drug war all over again. Watch.
Michael, Tom, Paul, Bill, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Dr. Jerome Corsi with the Minuteman Project is our guest. He's fighting the North American Union.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Let's go right back to your calls and move quickly. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is the first time I've called, and how I got to your site was noticing some activity in the sky over Austin a couple weeks ago, and I was searching on the internet to find out what it was and found an article on chemtrails. And I was just wondering what you know about it.
Sure. Let me be clear. Most of the things you see in the sky are condensation trails, but about 8 years ago, things changed, and I've covered this some. I haven't covered it a lot. because we don't know either way exactly what's going on. But for some reason, condensation trails will now stay up 4 or 5 hours. They'll do it in atmosphere conditions where it shouldn't be happening. A lot of meteorologists have been on this show. Experts have been here. We know there's some type of weird weather modification going on. The government has admitted some secret programs. They've now even got a legislation concerning that in Congress. I've had the father of weather weapons on last year talking about how they developed systems like this back in the 60s. So it's a whole other subject, a very complex issue, but there is some weird stuff going on with the atmosphere.
Especially, it was very noticeable that it was crisscross checkerboard over the city. And I was reading some things about population control and such and just wanted to know it.
Well, I mean, people think if something's being spread at 30,000 feet, it's for them on the ground. It's not. It would be hitting somebody 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles away. But there have been thousands of declassified admissions of the government with helicopters and small planes at low-level spraying U.S. cities with chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals. That's all been declassified. So it's really two separate issues, and the problem is there's a lot of disinfo out there on that subject, and I like to stick to what we can prove, but we know there is something going on, and something has changed.
Great, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you
for what you do.
Thank you. What do you think about what Dr. Corsi's talking about with the North American Union?
I travel to Mexico a lot, and it's interesting me a lot. It gives me a lot of food for thought. I'm not sure.
Well, the Mexican government just brutally cracked down on its own people. They just had a stolen election, and they just shot and killed an American reporter. Dr. Corsi, I mean, merging with a narco-terrorist state, already we're seeing more and more of the Mexican corruption right here in Texas. You've been down at the border. What are you hearing?
Well, the same thing. I mean, you go to Laredo, Texas, there's more Mexican flags than American flags. It's unbelievable. And the drug war is spilling right across from Nuevo Laredo into Laredo, Texas. I mean, if you look across, you know, the entire border, you see no border security whatsoever. We document in Minuteman in the book, we give the names of the terrorists, Hezbollah terrorists, who are now in federal prison, pages 160 to 162 of the book. They came across by bribing Mexican officials in Beirut. Mexico is a totally drug-controlled country, and if we can have Hezbollah agents setting up in Dearborn, Michigan, by bribing Mexican officials in Beirut and getting in across our border, you know, we've got Hezbollah cells all over the United States.
Well, it shows the war on terror is a joke.
It's a joke. We've got MS-13 is in 3,000 American communities. So Mexico's not only got the drug cartels importing drugs, they imported their drug control merchandising group, the distribution system, which is MS-13, set it up in 3,000 U.S. communities. They steal cars and they deal drugs in the schoolyards. I mean, it's a tragedy that the Bush administration, of course, it's been bipartisan. Clinton was doing the same.
No, it's all part of this globalist plan. But here's the thing. You can't turn radio or TV on without seeing a Rick Perry ad about how tough he is on the borders, and a lot of conservatives are going to be fooled.
Well, it's a total joke because Rick Perry has done nothing except lie. He's not put police or there's no National Guard at the border. Border's wide open. I was on the border with Texas about 3 weeks ago, and you can walk across easily, swim the Rio Grande, and walk right in.
Well, whoever you vote for, whether it's Strayhorn or Kinky Friedman, I wouldn't vote for Chris Bell, and I wouldn't vote for Rick Perry. Dr. Corsi, I really appreciate you spending time with us, and good luck with your action against the North American Union.
Always a great pleasure, Alex. Good luck with your new Karen.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.